How can you tell when it's time to get a child a drum set?
I banged on jars and tables and got reports from school that all I did was tap, tap, tap.
That's Leon Mobley. You might say he was born for the drum. Nowadays, he's among the country's top percussionists. His current gig is with Ben Harper's band, but there are a few other names on his resume.
Stevie Wonder, Quincy Jones, Mick Jagger, Michael Jackson, Madonna, Robert Randolph, Dave Matthews, and Blind Boys of Alabama. The list goes on and on.
Mobley confessed to his affiliations with well-known purveyors of American music under the heat of our spotlight. Today he caps our lineup of musicians who play in the lower frequencies. The African bass drum is the intriguing sound coming from your radio. The trigger man is Leon Mobley.
Focusing on the bass tones in the orchestra of the djembe family, we will be playing djoun-djoun drums. If I were my mother telling the story, she says I played in the womb. She and my father used to sit up at night and watch me play inside her stomach. So I used to bang on everything as a child. My mother had to buy me a drum set at the age of 4, a Beatles drum set, and I played it night and day, and my brothers and sisters kicked holes in it. And I've just been playing ever since. At the age of 6, I started studying drums with Babatunde Olatunji, master drummer from Nigeria, at the Elma Lewis School of Fine Arts in Boston, Massachusetts. I've been tuned into African drums ever since then, when I met Olatunji as a child and was enthralled by the enthusiasm, the vigor, and the grace inside of the music and dance of Africa. The body is affected by frequencies. A lot of people think that the high pitch is the one that really affects the body, but that's just the sharp pitch. The warmer pitch that soaks deep into the system is the bass tone, which is the lead drum, which is the bass in which we all stand on. It's the ground. It's the bass in which we all have the ability to grow from. When we were captured as slaves and brought to this country, they actually banned the drum because they could see that we could communicate from far distances. I can take you to a park in Inglewood today where there's a police coordinate sign that says no drum playing in the park. They're still afraid of how powerful the drum is in terms of speaking the language and communicating in a secret code, basically. There's much power in the ability to grasp the tones of the drum in order to affect the body, in order to communicate with people long distances and let them know what's going on. The power of the drum. I would say this. No matter who you are, no matter where you come from, as long as you are human, you have a heart that beats inside your chest. Therefore, we are all drums. With the heart beat, we live. So while we're here, play your drum.
That was percussionist Leon Mobley. You can hear the rest of our profiles of musicians playing in the lower frequencies at npr.org. Our series was produced by Roy Hurst.